how to be permanently joyful despite the pain and problems of life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 400, titled How to Be Permanently Joyful Despite the Pain and Problems of Life. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Pharrell's famous song, Happy, may give you a feeling of momentary happiness while you are listening to it, but it will not keep you happy. For most people, happiness depends on the happenings. Are you a happy person? Fear and the guilt of sin can take away your happiness. You may wonder, how can I be permanently happy? Or how can I be permanently cheerful and joyful? The Holy Bible has a lot to say about having permanent joyfulness and cheerfulness, even in the midst of pain and problems. Jesus Christ said in St. John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Dear friends, the Holy Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations." Jesus Christ said in St. John 16:24, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Now, dear friend, I am not going to lie to you like some false prosperity gospel preachers do and tell you that once you become a Christian that your life is going to be trouble-free and problem-free. That is not what Jesus taught, and that is not what the Bible teaches. However, you can have joy, permanent joy, cheerfulness, and peace in your life, even as you go through the pain and problems of life. So I have some good news for you. There is someone who can help you. He can forgive your sins and give you lasting cheerfulness and joyfulness. The Bible does not speak much about happiness. His name is Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about him. His Father, God Almighty, is the one who made the world. He made everything in the world. He made you and me. God loves us. He loves everyone in the world. God loves us so much that He sent Jesus Christ, His only Son, to this world. When Jesus was on this earth, He healed the sick and comforted the sad. He opened blinded eyes. He taught the people many things. Jesus wanted us to understand the great love that His Father has for you and for me. He told this story that explained the love of His Father, God. You can read this in the Holy Bible in St. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. It goes like this. A certain man had two sons. He thought all was going well. One day one of the sons rebelled and came to him and said, "I don't like this home. I want my own way, and I am leaving. Give me my share of the inheritance." The father was very sad, but he gave him the money and let him go. He wondered if he would ever see his son again. The son went far away and enjoyed himself with his money and his friends. He carelessly wasted his money in selfish living. He thought he was having a very good time until suddenly his money ran out and his friends left him. He was all alone and needy. He was sad. Now, what should he do? He went to a farmer, and the farmer sent him to feed the pigs. He was not given enough to eat. He was so hungry, he would have eaten the pigs' food. He started to think of all the bad things he had done and how he had mistreated his father. He became more and more miserable, depressed, and sad. One day he remembered how loving his father had been and how well he had been provided for when he was still at home. Even his father's servants had plenty to eat. He thought, "Could I go back to my father after all I have done to him? Will he still love me? I am not worthy to be his son. I am willing to be just a servant if only he will take me in." Immediately he got to his feet and started for his father's house. He would see if his father would forgive him. The father had been longing for his son ever since he left. He often wondered, will he ever come back? Then one day he saw someone coming in the distance. Could that be his son? When he saw that it was, he ran to him with outstretched arms. "Father," the son said, "I have sinned against you. I'm not worthy to be your son." But his father said, "Bring the best clothes for him and prepare a feast. My son was lost, but now he is found." We are all like this son. We have all strayed from God, our Father. We have wasted the opportunities and many good things He has given us. We have lived selfishly and rebelled against Him. Today, our Heavenly Father invites us to come to Jesus. He is waiting for us with outstretched arms. Jesus showed us His love by giving His life as a sacrifice for our sins and the sins of the whole world. He suffered pain and rejection as He allowed wicked men to nail Him to a cruel cross. By the power of God, He rose from the dead and lives forever. Dear friend, come to Jesus and ask Him to forgive your sin. When He sees you are sorry for the wrongs you have done, He will forgive you and wash away all your sin with His precious blood that He shed. It will be a wonderful experience. You will become a new person, and you will have the privilege of living a great life of joy and cheerfulness, even in the midst of pain and problems. Life will take on new meaning. Jesus will replace your guilt and fear with joy and cheerfulness. He will be your Savior. So, dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead 3 days later, early one Sunday morning, and you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so that you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to that awful place called hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. And when you pray it, mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against You, and that I have broken Your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken Your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in Your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day by Your power. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow You in the new life. For it is in Your name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ Jesus as Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. And dear friend, you may have noticed that this is podcast number 400 in the GLMX series. And we want to thank the Lord for giving us the grace, the strength, the fortitude, and the power of His Holy Spirit to present the gospel this many times in this series. I also want to personally thank all of my children who have contributed to this down through the years. My oldest daughter, Danny, my oldest son, Daniel, my second oldest daughter, Danita, my fourth oldest daughter, Danae, and especially now my younger three children, Daniqua, Grace, Daniqua Grace, Daniel Ezekiel, and especially Danielle, Elizabeth, Breedlove, who has put together these gospel presentations over the last 100 plus times. And so we give God the glory, praise, and honor, and we thank the Lord for giving us the privilege to do this. And I thank all of my children who have helped me to get to podcast number 400. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Gospel Tract and Bible Society, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at gospeltractandbible.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.